Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Lion, that is based on the book A Long Way Home, correct?
Correct. One of my favorite movies, actually. I'm disappointed that it has not come here sooner, but maybe Oscar weekend, it's fitting that it finally opens downtown. It stars Dev Patel, and the story is heartwarming and touching. I need to add in, it also stars Nicole Kidman, but apparently 80,000 Indian children, and we're talking in India, go missing every year. And the storyline is this young little boy and his brother venture out, and the little boy falls asleep on a train while his brother goes out to work. The little boy wakes up 1,500 miles later. He gets thrown into the foster system and is adopted, moves to Australia with Nicole Kidman as the mother, and 25 years later, he starts to look for clues as to where he came from, and it's a powerful film, and you can't help but be emotionally grabbed. I really enjoyed this picture.
You okay?
I'm starting to remember.
From the moment you came into our lives, you were all we could have hoped for.
I'm lost. I had another life. A mother. A brother. I have to find her.
Every day my real brother and mother scream my name.
Please wait for me.
I'll be here.
And from that, we move to another horror, Get Out.
Yeah, this is from a comedy individual. Jordan Peele from Key & Peele is the director, and it's kind of a cross of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and the Stepford Wives. So basically, you got boyfriend, girlfriend, white girlfriend, black boyfriend, and it's time to meet the parents. And so she takes her boyfriend to the woods, so to speak, and all kinds of unusual things are going on, and it's just a little spooky. It's going to scare you, and it's probably going to enrage you at the same time. Interesting film.
We're thrilled to have you up here for the big get-together.
Mom and Dad, this is my boyfriend.
Nice to meet you,
my man.
Such a privilege to be able to experience your culture.
Something is very wrong with this place.
You've been chosen, Chris.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, you also have a premiere. It looks like a dandy, Natalie Portman as Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm real excited about this one. It is the immediate aftermath of the assassination of JFK, and a little gruesome in spots. You've got the horror of holding her husband's brains in her hands, the grief of losing her husband, and then the task of telling her two young children that daddy's up in heaven and is never coming home. Natalie Portman puts in an amazing performance. She's nominated for Best Actress, and I think she's going to be robbed come Sunday, but we'll talk about that later.
We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
I've grown accustomed to a great divide between what people believe and what I know to be real. Don't let it be forgot that for one brief shining moment, there was a Camelot.
All right, anyone in an Oscar pool this weekend? You don't get them wrong very often, so I thought we'd get your picks real quick. Let's start with lead actor and supporting actor. Who do you like?
Okay, for lead actor, I like Casey Affleck, but boy, this last-minute rush looks like Denzel Washington's going to take it. Supporting, hands down, the gentleman from Moonlight. I'll slaughter his name, Mahershala Ali.
Like you said, the guy from Moonlight.
There we go.
All right, lead actress and supporting actress.
I like Natalie Portman, but I'm pretty sure Emma Stone from La La Land. And supporting actress, hands down, Viola Davis, Fences.
All right, and will Best Picture and Best Director go together?
I think so. I'm unfortunate in this one. I think La La Land takes them both, but my personal two favorites are either Manchester by the Sea or Lion, but I don't think either one has a chance. I think the juggernaut of La La Land is just going to sweep.
We'll find out Sunday night at the Academy Awards, and trailers and showtimes are up at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, have a great weekend, and see you at the movies.